divide your love with some child who has no mother. I have over 100 to care for now. I have tried to bring them up and give them a mother's love. They never knew the comfort of a home. I have worked and worked for Henry because I loved him, but I could not reach him. My husband was not held down as I was, so he has progressed much higher than I. Someday I shall probably reach where he is. He studied deeply, while all I had was belief. Friends, take advantage of what I suffered and learn from it. I thank you for allowing me to bring my son here. I also have my daughter with me. I have found the light and am now doing missionary work among the little children. Remember, do not be selfish enough to worship your own children, but have a mother's love for all children, and above all things, worship God first. Mrs. A patient from Chicago, was unusually sensitive to psychic influences, and her mother, Mrs. H.W., had for some time noticed in her daughter's actions a similarity to their mannerisms of a minister, former pastor of a church which she had attended, who had been killed by a train a number of years before. Mrs. H.W. had spoken to Mr. A., her daughter's husband, of this similarity, and both were in the psychic circle when the patient, also present, was concentrated for experience. November 18, 1919. Spirit, J. 0. Nelson. Patient, Mrs. A. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. The controlling spirit was dazed and seemed to be suffering from severe chest pains. Doctor, think strength and you will be able to talk. Who are you? Spirit, I don't know. Doctor, where did you come from? SP. I don't know that either. Mr. A. Can't you tell us where you came from? SP. I don't know, but if I should say anything, I would say that I came from hell. Mr. A. What kind of hell? SP. Real hell. I was burning up. Mr. A. What caused that? SP. I don't know what it was, but it came like fire. Static treatment given patient, which is felt much more keenly by the obsessing spirit than the patient. Doctor, it woke you up all right. Where did you come from? SP. I don't know what I have been doing for a long time. I think I must have slept and then I woke up in hell. I saw all kinds of sparks. I guess I did not pray enough. Mr. A. What were you doing when you were living? SP. I don't know. I don't know what I did. If I could only know what is the matter with me. Mr. A. What were you doing? The last you recall. SP. I have such a pain here. Rubbing the chest, I feel as if I had been sick. I can't remember yet what I have been doing. Doctor, your memory will soon return. See Chap 3, page 24, paragraph 3. SP. You know when a man walks and walks, and does not know where he is going or what he is doing, it's bad. Doctor, were you on a journey? SP. I don't recall things yet. I think I have been in a coma state for a long time. When I was walking, everything was so dark. I couldn't see anything. I have such pain here. Placing hand on chest. Now I remember something. I got into a crowd, and they pushed me and pushed me. Earth sphere condition after death. Then I saw just a little star of light. Magnetic aura of psychic sensitive. The patient he had been obsessing. They seemed to be crowding me in and in until at last I got to hell. The crowd was pushing me forward, and I did not know where I was going. Then I got these sparks. I always thought I had been chosen to save others, and here I was in hell myself. The fire was awful. I had it for a while. Then I seemed to get lost again. I don't know what is to become of me. Doctor, what is your name? SP. I do not know yet. I am so dazed. I can't recall anything. I seem to be getting somewhere. I must have gone through a very severe sickness. People crowded me and they came after me, and I felt I had not done right. I was always sincere. Mr. A. Did you believe in hell? SP. Yes, I did. Mr. A. Did you believe in Jesus? SP. Yes. I was one chosen to save others, but yet I went to hell and I was to save others. Doctor, now we will try to help you out of it. SP. There are so many people around here. They seem to want so much of me. Doctor, they must be the people you tried to save but did not. SP. They all ask me to save them now, but I cannot save myself. Mr. A. Did something happen to you? SP. I think so. My head hurts me so much and I have pains here. Chest. I don't know where I am. I wish you could take away this dark gloom. At times I have felt that I did not know anything. Mr. A. Who are you? Are you a man or a woman? SP. I am a man, and I do not know anything except that the crowd pushed me and I got to hell. Mr. A. Did anything happen to you? SP. I don't know. Mr. A. Where did you live? SP. In Chicago, I think. I seem to be blind and I feel so strange. Mr. A. Were you going to any particular place while you were walking? SP. I don't know, but I see a train coming so fast, and then I remember getting into a crowd. Say, do you think my name is Nelson? Sometimes that seems to be my name and sometimes it doesn't. Mr. A. Were you Pastor Nelson? Were you a minister? SP. It seems I was at times. That's my name. My name is Nelson. Mrs. H.W., do you know me? SP. I recall the voice. Mr. A. Where did you know her? SP. In Chicago. I can see a train coming so fast, and then everything got dark, but I remember something hit me in the chest. Didn't I have a wife? Mr. A. Yes, and several children. Mrs. H.W., don't you know me? SP. Yes, you used to come to my church. You were a good church member, but you got away. Doctor, do you know that lady? The patient, Mrs. A. SP. Number. Doctor, did you know L. W. The patient's maiden name? SP. Yes. Doctor, that is she. SP. She was much younger. Mr. A. Do you remember coming from Western Springs? SP. Yes, I had been preaching. Mr. A. You were hit by a train and killed. SP. I cannot recall that I am dead, but I know I have been mixed up. I am in such a crowd. What is the matter with my head? Mr. A. Do you know a Mrs. Nelson who used to live on Foster Avenue? SP. Yes, that's my wife. There was somebody else along with me when I came to the trains and they pushed me ahead of the train. The train was coming this way, and I was going over there. Somebody got hold of me and then there was such a big crowd. I remember the big crowd after I was hit by the train. That big crowd has been after me all the time. Spirits. Doctor, that is because you did not teach them correctly. SP. Somebody says, these are your followers that you have misled in the wrong path. Doctor, why did you mislead them? SP. I taught them God's truth. Doctor, possibly, as far as you knew. SP. I tried to save humanity from hell. Doctor, and then you went there yourself. SP. I was only in it for a little while, but it was terrible. I did not imagine it that way. I thought hell would be different than pouring down fire and brimstone and it smarted like everything. I cannot see why I should have been in hell. Doctor, it must be because your teachings were wrong. All these people accuse you of having misled them. SP. I gave myself up to God. Doctor, did God ask you to do that? Or did you do it for a living? SP. I tried to save people from sin. I suppose I did save some. Doctor, you did not save yourself. SP. That lady over there, pointing to Mrs. H.W., should go to hell. She did not stick to the church as she should. Doctor, you stuck to the church, and yet you say you have been in hell. SP. Yes, that's so. Doctor, then how do you know your church and your teaching were right? You were a servant of God, yet you went to hell. You were supposed to be better than the congregation. SP. Pointing, is that Mrs. W.? Doctor, yes. S.P. To Mrs. H. W., why don't you go to church? Mrs. H. W. I do, sometimes. Doctor, she doesn't want to go to hell, where you say you have been. You went to church and yet you went to hell. You taught the wrong thing. You do not want her to follow in your footsteps, do you? S.P. I don't want her to go to hell where I have been. Doctor, then the church must be wrong. Mr. A. Was your name Nelson J. Zero? Nelson? Your wife is living in the same house on Foster Avenue. S.P. Yes, that's my name. Now I remember. Mr. A. You were killed 8 years ago. S.P. I have not seen my wife and children for a long time. Doctor, you did not preach the truth when you were trying to save souls, and you did not save your own. For years you have been in the purgatory of ignorance. S.P. How is my wife? She loved me. Mr. A. She is well. S.P. How could my wife leave me as she did? Mr. A. She did not leave you, she buried your body in Graceland. Do you know Graceland Cemetery? S.P. Yes. Doctor, do you believe in spirits? S.P. What do you mean? Doctor, ghosts? S.P. Number. Doctor, doesn't the Bible speak of them? S.P. Not particularly. Doctor, yes it does. Jesus used to cast out unclean spirits, and the apostles did also. Have you met Jesus? S.P. No. I have not met anyone. I have been in the crowd, and they have been pushing me all the time. Doctor, those were people whom you had taught falsely before they died. S.P. One day I saw a little light. Doctor, you got into the aura of this lady, Mrs. A. Mr. A. She is my wife. Why are you bothering her? Why don't you go to the heaven you taught? Why do you stay around the earth? S.P. Are you in hell too? Mr. A. No, we are on earth. Your hell was static electricity that we gave you. Doctor, that was the only way we could drive you away from this lady. Mr. A. Why didn't you go the way you taught? S.P. I do not know. Mr. A. Why didn't you teach the truth when you lived on earth? S.P. I taught the way I learned, and the bishop told me what to do. I taught the religion taught on earth. Doctor, that is a misconception. You yourself have proven that it is a fallacy. You have been dead 8 years and yet you are an earthbound spirit. S.P. I certainly expected to be in heaven. Doctor, you did not teach the truth. That lady, Mrs. H. W., will reach heaven quicker than you will. S.P. She will. How do you know that? Doctor, she has learned the real truth, the truth of the spirit world and spirit existence. Paul taught about spirits. Jesus cast out unclean spirits. S.P. We cannot compare ourselves with Jesus. Jesus was the Son of God. Doctor, the Bible says, ye are all the children of God, and Jesus said, I and my Father are one. S.P. He was God's beloved Son. God sent him to save us from sin. Doctor, I will tell you who said that. In the year 325 A.D., at the Council of Nice, Italy, Constantine declared Jesus to be the Son of God, and very God, and his declaration was officially accepted by the Christian Church. S.P. Christ was God's beloved Son, and if we believe in him, we shall inherit salvation. Doctor, why didn't you do it? S.P. Jesus is God's Son, and if you believe in him, you will be saved. Doctor, then where are you now? S.P. I don't quite understand it yet. Doctor, but you said you had been in hell. Does your conscience not tell you you were wrong? I think it does. S.P. It accuses me. Doctor, if you will listen carefully, you will realize that you were wrong. You never felt quite satisfied with the story of God's creation of the world. Did you? S.P. We should not argue about God. God is perfect, and we are his children, and if we believe in him we shall inherit salvation. Doctor, you say God is perfect. You say God created everything and that he knows everything, therefore, he must have known beforehand that his creation would be imperfect, and that man would fall in sin. Would you create a world and then destroy it? S.P. People fall in sin and God's Son came to save us. Doctor, did God know that the world would fall in sin? Did he know it, and yet create it? Does that sound reasonable? Did he know that fallen angels would obsess people? Was he all wise? The preachers are at fault in their teachings. S.P. We were taught that. When we are teachers of the gospel we must live up to it, and we must believe it. Doctor, you did not use your reason or you would not have believed what you were taught. The people who are crowding you now are evidently the very ones you tried to save, and they too, are in darkness. They did not find heaven. What does the Bible say? Ye are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwelled in you. God is love, and he that dwelled in love dwelled in God. According to your teachings you should have found God before this, but you have not. The teachings of Jesus contain wonderful truths, but they are not understood. It is easy to teach that Jesus died for our sins and that we will be saved and everything will be all right. Now you will have to obtain understanding. S.P. If I am dead, then I should see God. Doctor, you will never see God. God is not a person on a throne. God is spirit and God is intelligence. Have you ever seen music? S.P. I have heard it. Doctor, did you love your wife and family? S.P. Yes, I did. Doctor, have you ever seen that love? If you understand the love principle in the higher sense, you will understand that God is love. That was Jesus' own teaching. S.P. We have to teach as I did. Don't you think, Mrs. W., that I did all right? Doctor, she left your church. S.P. She went astray. Doctor, you say you are a man, and yet here you are, controlling my wife's body. Did you ever believe in mediumship? S.P. That is all humbug. Doctor, there must be some truth in it. You are proving it yourself. S.P. I didn't feel that anybody should give up church for that humbug. Doctor, you yourself are proving that it is not a humbug, for you are talking through a medium now. Look at these hands and see if they belong to you. Did you have a wedding ring? S.P. That's a woman's ring. Doctor, you are using my wife's body. S.P. How did I get into it? Doctor, you are an invisible spirit. We do not see you. You are talking through my wife's physical organs. Now you see how little you really know of the laws of life, and love and the hereafter. S.P. Things seem so strange. There was a time I recall now I am getting some of my memory back. I recall I got hurt. Doctor, when the train struck you, you were driven from your body. S.P. I remember going home, and I stayed at home, but my wife didn't seem to notice me. Doctor, your wife did not know you were there. You were invisible to her. S.P. I tried to talk to her and the children, but they took no notice of me, so I thought, what's the use? I prayed and prayed. I went away from my wife and I could not get back. I was parted from her and everything was so strange. Then I got into this crowd, and they followed me, and again I tried to go home, and after I got there I talked to my wife and children, but it seemed as if no one cared for me, because they would not talk to me and took no notice of me. I put my hand on my wife and it seemed as if my hand went right through her. I talked to my wife again, but no response, so I went out again, and got into that crowd, and I was with them until I got into hell. There were so many in the crowd that we were like sardines. One came after another, and then I was pushed ahead. Controlled the sensitive, I saw a little light and after that there was fire and brimstone. Doctor, you were in the magnetic aura of that lady, Mrs. A., and obsessed her, and finally controlled her body. S.P. How could I do that? Doctor, I am going to answer your question in true Yankee style by asking another, how could you control this body? You see how little you know about the mysteries of God. You preached only a doctrine but did not understand the truth. S.P. When you go to a seminary and learn what they teach you, You have to preach it whether you like it or not. Doctor, you sinned against the Holy Ghost because your better judgment told you it was not right. Jesus did not teach what you taught. S.P. I was not very successful in my ministry. This statement was afterward confirmed, as many others are not, because it seemed as if the audience, my followers, did not stand by me, and then I was discouraged and felt what was the use. No one seemed to care for my preaching. I was very discouraged. I felt sometimes as if I should give up the whole thing. Doctor, why didn't you? S.P. If I should tell you the truth and tell you why I didn't, I should say it was because I had a wife and family to support. But I was not successful as a minister. I wish I had never studied for the ministry, but had been more of a mechanic, I would have had a happier life. It was later learned that during his earth life the Spirit had made this same remark to a fellow minister. I could not provide for my wife as I wanted to, and she is a good woman. My salary was small, and when you have a family to support, and have to get your salary by your mouth, it is hard when you don't get any encouragement from your followers. Some found fault with me. I would go into the pulpit and my heart would not be in my work because I knew they did not like me. I was not happy. I wished that I had not studied in my younger days but had earned an honest living. I see things now that I did not see before. I was blind, and I see now that I was greatly at fault. I should not have followed in the path I did. They found fault with me here and there, and the bishop sent a poor fellow from one place to another, and sometimes it meant a whole month's salary. Sometimes I had to borrow money so that I could move. At last I got tired of being moved around. I would get a few friends in one place, then we would have to move, and I got discouraged. Finally I got a house and I said I was going to stay there, and told them if they did not want me, or they could not find anything for me to do, I would go to work. I never could get enough together to properly support my family, because they changed me so often. The bishop would move me from one place to another. That is not the right life to live. I would not wish my worst enemy to be a minister. It's pretty hard on a fellow. Now I am in a worse condition than I was, because I'm blind. Doctor, before you leave here we will open your eyes and send you on your way rejoicing. First tell me if there is any cure for my blindness. Doctor, we will open your eyes. The Bible says, eyes have they, but they see not, they have ears, but they hear not. Yours is only spiritual blindness. S.P. I wish I could open those spiritual eyes. Doctor, it is not the fault of Jesus' teachings that you are spiritually blind. It was wrong to teach as you taught. That is the cause of your present condition. If you say that God sent Jesus as a special savior, you infer that God made a mistake when he created man, and he did not. S.P. Jesus was God's beloved Son. Doctor, that conception is wrong. Jesus said, I and my Father are one, and we are told in the Bible ye are all the children of God. Are we not strangers to ourselves? S.P. We fall in sin. Do you believe in the devil? Doctor, in the first place God is not a person. He is spirit, all wise, all powerful, everywhere present. We accept that as the first principle in the universe. God is all in all. If God is all in all, as the Bible says, would he make the big mistake which Christianity implies he made when it asserts that God's creation was so imperfectly planned that man was doomed to fall in sin, and that the sending of a savior was the only means of rectifying this mistake? The church teaches that some of the angels fell. That means they became something inferior. How could that be if they were created out of God's own substance? That something supreme created the world and placed us here, had he not forethought and foresight enough to see what would happen? S.P. We were born into this world and fell in sin. Doctor, didn't God know what would happen? S.P. I suppose so. Doctor, I am showing you that the orthodox teaching is wrong. Much of the Bible is simply a collection of allegories. Jesus always spoke in parables. Spiritual things must be spiritually discerned. When Jesus wished to teach the people that they should love their fellow man as themselves, what did he say? He told them the story of the Good Samaritan, the story of a certain man who went from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves who beat him and left him half dead. A certain priest came that way, and when he saw him he passed by on the other side. Then a Levite came and he passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan came, and when he saw him he had compassion on him and bound up his wounds and brought him to an inn and cared for him. And when he left the inn he paid the host to take care of the man. Then Jesus asked the lawyer which one represented his fellow man, and the lawyer answered, "He that showed mercy." S.P. But that is history. Doctor, no, that is allegory. S.P. How do you know? Doctor, the very Bible tells us so. Jesus told that story simply as a parable to show what? The principle. Your doctrine blinded you. S.P. Then don't you believe that really happened? Doctor, no. Jesus spoke in parables. S.P. I was not taught that way. When I was not taught that way, how could I know more than I did? Ministers teach as I did all the time. The way you say it is all new to me. Doctor, that is the true teaching of Jesus. S.P. Don't you believe he died for our sins? Doctor, no, I do not. Did Jesus die to please God? S.P. No, he died to save us from sin. Doctor, do you mean to say that God created a special son for people to kill so they could be saved? S.P. We must not talk against God. Doctor, I am talking against erroneous teachings. S.P. Do you believe in such things, Mrs. W.? Mrs. H. W., I do now. Doctor, Jesus said, "Except ye become as little children ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." What do children do? They ask questions. They want to know. Did you seek to understand? No. You only tried to teach the doctrine of belief. Did you ever understand flowers? S.P. They belong to nature. We must not worship nature. Doctor, God made nature. We must not worship nature, we must worship God. But God is in nature. He speaks to us through nature. The corrected translations of the Bible tell us that Jesus said God is spirit. He did not say, God is a spirit, but God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. S.P. I never heard things explained like that before. Doctor, we want to open your spiritual eyes so that you can see. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. Where are you going to find God outside of yourself? What is love? What does love look like? S.P. I cannot describe how it looks. You feel it. Doctor, love is the fulfillment of the law. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. S.P. Are you a minister? Doctor, not as you understand the term. I honor God, but not dogma. I realize that the universe did not make itself. God is spirit, power, the soul of the universe. He is a practical something in which the heavenly bodies all move. If we want to understand God, we must understand ourselves. We must try to understand why we are living beings. What is the size and breadth of mind? How large or small is mind? S.P. You say that I am a spirit, and that I am talking through this lady's body. How is that possible? You also say that I bothered that other lady. Mrs. E. Doctor, there is a psychic law whereby spirits can control mortals. When correctly followed, we have spirit communication of the highest order. Perversion of this law results in obsession. Mrs. E. is a natural psychic, and you and other spirits came into her magnetic aura and interfered with her life. She came to California to be helped. She is in California now, and so are you. S.P. California. How did I get here? Doctor, by another wonderful law. You followed her. The obsession of mortals by spirits is a fact that has been known in all ages. S.P. You do not mean that I have been bothering that lady? Doctor, yes, and would have helped to ruin her life. S.P. How did I get to her? Doctor, how did you come here? How are you controlling the body of Mrs. Wickland? S.P. I don't realize that I have ever done any wrong. Doctor, we had to give the lady the electrical treatment we did in order to expel you from her aura.